Welcome to Today's Issues, a community service program informing you of the issues and events in the four-state area. Now, here are the issues for today on KNEO 91.7 FM.
Hey there, Four States. This is Luke Taylor with a Capitol Report update. State Representative Lane Roberts joins us on the phone to discuss progress on the budget. We'll let him give you that update from the State House now.
Hi, this is Representative Lane Roberts from House District 161. So we're down to about 5 weeks left in the legislature, and we've been actively engaged in addressing a wide range of concerns. One of the good things is we passed the state operating budget for 2024. That budget's currently under review in the Senate. In addition to the budgetary matters, we've also done quite a bit of advancing various legislative proposals. Some of the highlights are a piece of legislation that prevents Medicaid funding going to abortion providers, and that comes back to the House. That's House Bill 2634. It not only seeks to codify the prohibition in statute, but also it introduces amendments to ensure that Missouri Health Net participants receive services solely from qualified providers. And then additionally, it grants the Department of Social Services the authority to revoke contracts with providers engaged in specific offenses such as intentionally discriminating or advocacy for inappropriate things. It blocks reimbursement to abortion facilities under the Uninsured Women's Health Program. And my understanding is the Senate has introduced changes to that bill, and it's going to make it necessary for the House to review it again, determine whether or not we can approve their version. We also had a bill that safeguards the voting process. That bill provides that only citizens of the United States would be entitled to vote, and that all elections must be conducted using paper ballots or mechanical method prescribed by law. And that aims to ensure the transparency and prevent tampering. And then each voter is entitled to only one vote for each issue or an open seat. That prevents multiple votes from single individuals. In addition, we passed a bill dealing with small businesses affected by shutdowns. This House Bill 2874, and it includes several important provisions aimed at alleviating the burdens faced by small businesses. It mandates that local authorities, considering the economic impact of shutdown orders, waives business license fees for the duration of the closure for up to 6 months, and provides property tax relief corresponding to the length of the shutdown. It requires tax beneficiaries to extend relief to affected tenants leasing properties. And then we also dealt with a bill that deals with clinician-administered drugs. House Bill 2267, designed to protect patients' access to important drugs given directly by the healthcare providers. It prohibits healthcare insurance companies and pharmacies, benefit managers, from imposing penalties or restricting access by patients, providers, or pharmacies for the use of those medications. And then finally, we passed House Bill 2064. That bill is intended to deal comprehensively with the civil proceedings in our courts. In addition to mental health courts, HB 2064 also introduces a variety of modifications to civil proceedings, and they include waiving charges for certain certificates, amending workers' compensation, etc.
161st District State Representative Lane Roberts can be reached at his Jefferson City office at 573-751-3791.
This has been Today's Issues. For more information about the issues you've just heard, call 417-451-5636. Today's Issues is presented as a public service of KNEO 91.7 FM, a Sky High Radio Network.